Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so, hey, it is fall. It's 99 above Spazano and Sandy here. I am Scott Spazano. There's Sandy Waters at 46 degrees. Kind of stuck like yesterday.
Yeah, so it was chill, so fall feeling. You know how yesterday I was talking about the airport? I think it was around this time.
Yeah.
Long, drawn-out kiss at the airport when I was dropping off my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, girls. It was two women. And I was like, wow.
Go for it.
Look at that. I just found myself lost in their kiss. Like, that doesn't happen. So today, this morning, I had to drive my husband to the airport.
Oh, my God. Look at you, Mom.
I know. I am, like, the Uber driver. And it's funny because I'm like, wait, why isn't he parking his car there? He can expense it or Ubering. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But I said, you know, this is nice. I want to be the last person to see him before he flies out.
Did you try the big French kiss on him?
Yes. And he was just like, bye. And he almost was getting out of the car before I actually pulled over and parked. Because it's fine. I got it. It's here. Because I wanted to line up the car perfectly with the doorway. He goes, I can walk. This is not a big airport. Yeah. And he's pretty much getting out of the car. And I'm like, wait. But all right, bye. And he just bolts out. I'm like, see, ladies, where are those ladies?
After the love is gone.
I know.
It used to be wanted up.
I didn't think there was anything wrong in my relationship, but now there might be.
Do you think you created that?
I don't. What do you mean? What part did I create? The paranoia that something's wrong or what?
No, you know. The
lack of love?
The lack of love, the lack of affection, kind of pushing off the affection thing.
Well,
because we got kids. Don't do that in front of the kids.
Yeah, I mean, we do. See, I grew up in a household where mom and dad did not touch at all. Like, it was like, there's no PDA. So that's probably why it makes me feel uncomfortable to do, you know, PDA in public.
Mm-hmm.
But I make a point to at least, like, we make a point to at least a kiss or a hug or some kind of sweet something in front of the kids to show them this is what a good relationship is supposed to be like.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's all a show for your kids, right?
Ain't that too bad.
But I don't know if I would make out. You don't make out in front of Ellie, do you, with your wife?
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
But I'm the one who always has to be like, group hug. Come on, guys. Let's all get.
You are so touchy feely. And your wife is like me. So
yeah, like, I think she grew up in a same kind of home. There was not a lot of affection shown, even though it was understood. but
it was maybe it was a generational thing. Maybe.
Yeah, then probably.
It was like, you know, we don't do that. You don't be making out.
That's dirty.
Making love in front of the kids. That's weird.
That's dirty.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go to church.
Right.
Going to have to go to confession.
I have to pray. So.
Well, that's awesome. So.
So there you go.
Yeah. Bye. That couldn't recreate that couple scene from the day before.
And it's funny because before kids, right? And please, somebody agree with me. Before kids, it was like whenever he had a business trip, we would have to be as close, you know, do the couple thing like you should before he would travel. Because I'm like, this could be the last time.
Yeah.
So let's let's leave you with a lasting impression. Now it's like, yeah, bye.
Let's see on the other side.
Jump out of the car while it's still moving.
Oh, my God. Well, when's he coming back?
Tonight. He's insane.
Oh, God.
I know. This is a crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's got to fly two times today?
Yes.
Where's he
but
going?
You know, Virginia Beach. Virginia
Beach.
Oh,
okay.
Beach, yeah.
It's not too long of a.
One of the markets he takes care of is Virginia. Mm-hmm. But it's like there's never a direct flight. Freaking Rochester. Come on. It's so painful.
Or the fairport of the airport world.
It's
great, but you just can't get here from there.
It's a beautiful airport. But geez, if we could only have a direct flight.
So he's got to take a connector.
Yes.
So he's got to do like four planes.
Yes.
To get him.
It's insane, right? And how long is he going to really possibly be there? Because he gets home tonight at midnight, and there's, like, what time's the latest flight leave? I don't
Jeez,
even know.
Jeez. That's crazy.
I know. He's insane.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah, that's us here on 98.9 The Buzz. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Danny Waters, and I might see some sprinklage today. 52 for the high. That's about it. Got tickets to Caroline Ray coming up. Very funny comedian and actress. Also, this Genesis tribute that's coming to downtown. Pretty cool stuff. It's from the 1973 Genesis live concert, completely reenacted. All that for you this morning on The Buzz.
Yeah, you're going to win that. You'll get a choice if you're the first call, first juror into Jerker Justified this morning. So
ooh,
make sure
that?
You're listening around 7:15, 7:20-ish when we present the case. It's a good one today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot button if you have in-laws.
Mm.
This will trigger you.
Yes, it certainly will.
A lot. Anyone go to their community center? Have you been to the Webster Community Center, Scotty? Why are you giving me that look?
Does Webster have a community center? I don't know. That's where old people go.
See, okay. This is my question. And I didn't know if this is just a stigma I have in my mind or if it's a legitimate thing.
Are you going?
Stereotype. Yes. Today's a big day.
Oh.
1 to 150. There is a class. Workout class. Just me and my community center buddies
and your
working out.
And your flapper dress? And your swingy pearls?
I don't think it's just old people.
And your headband with a headband with a feather in it?
Listen, my mother and my dad go to the community center, and they have been.
God.
And it's so good because the Greece Community Center, they renovated it. And
oh,
this
it's beautiful,
is like
right?
Oh,
yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, it's gorgeous to us, but then if you probably go to Pittsford or even Webster's, it's Penfield, it's probably like poor you in Greece, but anyhow, because I hear theirs is amazing. So my parents go all the time and it's awesome. It gets them out of the house. And my mom's been doing, you know, these workout classes, whatever, and she's always worked out her entire life, all I've known her, but she's like, this is really making a difference. I love it. You should go. You're my only daughter who doesn't really work out.
Are you doing it for her or for you?
Well, I know A, for her to stop nagging.
Oh.
B, no, I really need to do something. You know, once you hit perimenopause, especially, even before, when you're in your 30s, they say you should build up your bone density because then you start to lose it late 30s, 40s. So I got to be on my game. I'm a few years behind here.
There is a stigma, and I'm joking, but it's like there's...
No, you're not joking because you don't know for sure because you've never been to the community center.
I gotta look it up.
You don't even know if Webster has one.
I know, I don't
even. How about that?
They may not call it the community center.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They all call it the community. It's a community center. Everyone, every town has one. I mean, you're paying good tax dollars, goes towards it.
Oh, yeah.
Take advantage of what you're paying for.
No, it's called the Webster Webstertown Recreation Center.
It's the community center.
I guess that's the generality of it.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
it's called.
I've been to the rec center there. Yeah, I've been there.
When you had really little kids?
Yeah, when the boys were little, yeah.
See, that's
the skate park there, too.
You guys have a skate park. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Is that the thing you either go when your kids are really, really little, and then something happens in the middle of your life where, no.
Yeah,
and then
40 years later, you show up again.
You go back to walk the track with
I remember that basketball court when I used to, shoot some hoops.
I'm a little nervous when I show up to this class. Am I going to be the youngest one?
It'll make you feel young.
Well, or I won't be able to do the workouts and these old people will be lapping me and I'll feel more insecure than I already do.
Oh, binary Barbie, what will happen?
I don't know.
Like, it's the either or. Oh, God. What shall happen to me?
Ma, is there a younger people there? And, you know, I'm asking my mother, who's a senior citizen. Yeah, there's a lot of young people.
Yeah.
There's people younger than me.
Six-year-olds and 66-year-olds.
Hey, no, I'm like, Mom, there's people younger than you? Like, I'm talking younger than 60. Is there? No? So I don't know what's going to happen.
Godspeed.
I was just wondering if anyone else goes to the community center. And I look to you.
You know, I got to say, there's great marketing for community centers these days. They're always pushing out. Like, even the Webster Public Library, where we are, they push out all kinds of great stuff and activities. But you know what? People that go to the community center usually aren't working, right? Like, the 9-to-5ers don't have time. The people that are, you know, making the money and raising the kids.
I don't know. Is that a true statement or is that our excuse?
That's my observation.
It might be our excuse.
What's the name of the class? Does it have like a catchy name?
Oh, no, yeah. What's the name of it? It's like,
is it the Silver Sneakers class?
No, I was looking for that. No, it doesn't say Silver Sneakers, thankfully. Okay. But it's not the exact class that I would sign up for, but it's just at the right time. I can't go any other time. It's like gentle stretch and strength or something. And I'm like, gentle stretch? What does that mean? It means it is an old person class, isn't it?
Have fun. Yeah. Have fun.
Gentle stretch and strength.
Okay, there you go.
50 minutes.
50 minutes. Boy, you're going to be working up a sweat.
Listen, if I see any yoga balls or chairs or, you know what I mean? If it's one of those, you have to sit down on a chair and drum on the yoga ball like they do. I'm in trouble.
I love it. All right. Hey, this hour, Jill Schlesinger from CBS News, the financial guru, one of the first female stock exchange traders ever on Wall Street. She's a beast. And I still hate her.
Don't say that, a beast. That sounds so.
She's a financial beast.
Okay, financial beast.
Well,
described as a beast.
Did you see how I set this up? I talked about financial. I talked about Wall Street, the first woman on the stock exchange, and then I said beast. They are connected.
Yeah, nobody still wants that. She does not want to be described as a beast.
And I'm not showering until I'm not taking a shower until I finish the series of a TV show that she had me watch.
Recommended?
Yes. It's so great. The lead character hasn't showered yet. It's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's actor Gary Oldman. Anyway, so I digress. Jill Schlesinger is coming up.
You absolutely do.
Well, that's my thing. That's my thing.
The best part of your morning, Spisano and Sandy.
Yo, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. Good morning. Who are you? How are you? A little bleak today. A little grim outside. Breezy, cool. Occasional rain. Maybe showers more west of Rochester, but we'll get to about 55 degrees. And yeah, that's what's going on.
If you want to come on the air with us when James Whittaker is on, if you have a question for him. Now, you know James Whittaker. He comes on once a week, couple times a week sometimes. Win the Day podcast is his podcast. And we're going to, so he's in L.A. So sometimes we record with him because the hours are just so crazy.
Oh, God,
so if you want to ask him a question, let us know. And then you can get it. It could be from parenting advice to business advice to, I know Matt wants to ask him about, because Matt has an interest, our Buzz listener has an interest in becoming a motivational speaker. And that's what kind of thing that James does. So
it's
he's like,
world.
I want to ask him about that. Yeah. So anything that you have. Or Jill Schlesinger is coming on in a few minutes. I mean, come on.
Hey, you name dropper, you.
I know.
Yeah, everybody has one of those in their life, right?
We're like that friend.
How about that friend we have that's like, you can't do a conversation without him dropping somebody else's name that's more important than you.
What is that, us or when we have conversations with him?
When you have conversations with him.
Oh, yeah, he's so above our level.
Oh, well, he's not, but he associates.
No, he is.
He associates, it's always associates up.
Well, yeah, because he hangs out. His social circles are up, way up. And it's funny because he acts like he's down.
Okay, I'm like, I get a totally different vibe from that. I do.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I get, I'll never be there, so I coattail with them.
Yeah, there's certain people who, and I will, I'll admit, some of my East Side friends, they try to understand what it's like to live in the middle class life. I'm like, you don't even try, okay? Because you're failing miserably. I get it. You are.
It's all you know. It's all you
know. I'm like, you're trying really hard, and it sounds ridiculous. So just stay up in your little world, and I'm your charity. I'm like your write off. I'm your tax write off wherever you hang out. But anyhow, so maybe we're James Whittaker's tax write-off.
Do you ever, like, feel the need to talk, like, to associate, like, in a conversation to, like, up someone when it comes to name-dropping and, you know, who you know? Do you ever get that feel? You have to?
I don't know anybody, so no. I mean,
stop it. You know a lot of people.
No, I'm not the name-drop. I let people name-drop, but you're right in saying that I just sounded like a name dropper when I'm throwing around James Whittaker and Jill Schlesinger.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't gatekeep. There are people, and you might be thinking about that one person right now. There are people who gatekeep their friends.
What do you mean by that?
Like, my daughter was telling me, so my daughter goes on a lot of these business trips, and some of the entrepreneurs that she works with really do have very high-end friends. Like this one guy that she works very closely with is really good friends with the owner of the Commanders, the Washington Commanders.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're on a totally different level.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law is a big Commanders fan, and so is my nephew.
Okay, right.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, Leah, you could connect somehow. I don't know. Have them do a video for little Vinny or something. And she's like, nah, that guy, he gatekeeps his friends. He doesn't share them with everybody.
I see. Like, you got a guy? I do, but you can't have the guy.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right. Like, they're very close, and he name drops him all the time. It's like, well, if you are so close, can you just, no? Okay. He's just your friend.
I see.
Yeah, one of those.
I my gate's open. Come on. I need more friends.
Your gate is open. Okay. All right.
Well, anyway, so Jill Schlesinger, name drop, from CBS News, Emmy Award winning, and what's the other one? Another award that she won. She's coming up. Gracie Award. Yes. It's all coming up.
Yeah, we don't gatekeep Jill Schlesinger. If you want to talk to Jill, you let us know, and we'll contact you.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. We'll get you. And actually, she is so gracious. When she talks to listeners, she's like, email me directly and I'll take care of this for you. I'll help you out. Like, she's like awesome like that. So stick around. We got her coming up in just a few minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Understanding your money with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Oh, so happy to have Jill on. Let's bring her up. Good morning, Jill. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How's you guys doing?
Good. We were talking about name dropping the last break and how we like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who are you dropping?
Hey, well, we got Jill Schlesinger.
You.
You.
Oh, God. Jeez. You better find some new friends.
You probably have friends in your life, right, that just name drop. And then they gatekeep those high names they have, right?
I don't get it, though. Like, whatever. Like, you're friends with them, but so what?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Or even like that's not you, and I don't know. It's very strange to me.
Yeah,
very strange.
We all had a person in our life.
By the way, just speaking of name dropping, what funny thing is that, you know, of course CBS has been in the news quite a bit lately, and I love when randos come up to me, just random human beings, and they start asking me about the talent that I work with, as if like if I like them. Of course, I'm going to be like, they're great.
Yeah.
But if I don't like them, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I hate that person. What am I going to say?
You can't
it's
say
so
that.
It's so silly. It's, like, ridiculous. And I don't know. It's so funny. It's because they're on television. I guess people think that, like, they can have an opinion about them, which is fine. But, right. Like, why would I say anything to that person? That's so weird.
I know. It's like, it's just a job, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, we have a job.
I'm so lucky. I know these very smart people in Rochester, and I get to talk to them every week.
Oh,
How lucky.
Good. Can you put us in touch with them?
Stop it.
So I got an email. Sandy and I, we've both got company emails about the open enrollment that's starting soon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and that's kind of strikes fear.
That's exactly
fear.
What I said when I saw that email.
Oh, boy. I know.
It's fear in our hearts, yeah.
I know. It's like, it's just like it's a burden, right?
Yeah.
I was just doing some research on this because know that it's the season, of course. And, you know, of course, if you have health insurance through work, mm-hmm. it's like, honestly, it's so you're kind of like fortunate because there are a lot of people who don't. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad for them. But like, I hate to complain that like I have something that other people would really desperately want, but it's expensive. And, you know, I was just looking at the costs and what, you know, it does look like the average premium that you pay as a participant for your workplace plan for a family mm-hmm. is almost $7,000. Wow. That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so why is this so important? Because plans change every year.
Yeah.
They really do. And what we've seen is that there are new plans that come in, and sometimes a plan that you had last year may change what they're covering or
right.
who's in their network. And so that can really cost you if you don't pay attention. Like all of a sudden, you know, your primary care physician, that woman is no longer in your plan's network. So you're like,
okay,
I better go look at another plan.
That happened to me.
They're
not going to cover. Well, I don't have a doctor right now, and I have called. I'm not even exaggerating. I tend to exaggerate, but I have called 6 doctors, and nobody's accepting new patients.
Jeez.
And I'm like, need a doctor. I need somebody to fill my migraine medicine, or I got 7 pills left.
Oh no!
So we got 7 pills to find a doctor. I am so desperate. But
oh my gosh!
If they're out of network now, because I have an HSA,
mm-hmm.
yes,
I have to foot the full bill. Like they're not
right.
out of network. It's like really sucks.
Right.
So I'm like, what
I mean,
the
it's
heck?
Very interesting when people even I've talked to a bunch of people who, you know, they got let go before they turned 65. So they're later
okay.
in life.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're like, all I want to do is pay to like have my doctor. And it's like, it's impossible because a lot of these doctors have sort of, I think in some areas they basically say like you pay for us and submit your own insurance. Good luck. We're not even doing it anymore.
Oh,
that's
wow.
that's how fed up they are.
Wow.
And so like you're right, finding the new doctor who will be there, or you have to actually say, oh my gosh, I'm going to pay out of network, which is a lot of money, obviously.
Sure is. Yeah.
Every time you go. Now maybe the other part of it that's really important, Sandy, is that like, even if you get the doctor, whatever drug you're taking that is like your migraine medicine, your asthma medicine, like sometimes these insurance companies change the reimbursement schedule on those drugs.
Ugh.
So you even have to go to that granular level. One lady called me and she was like, oh, my kid has had asthma for 3 years. And all of a sudden the cost of the drug didn't change in price. It's just the coverage amount changed.
Oh, yeah.
So she had to switch to a totally different plan. Also got a new doctor. And she's like, I hope this young doctor is okay because he looks like 14.
That's the scariest part. You're
yes.
just looking at names, a list of names.
Right.
And it's
you
like,
how
I don't
you know.
You're right. You never know. And it's like when you do these, you know, the open enrollment thing, your tendency is just to click same and just like move
totally.
On to the next year.
Yeah, but you should. Okay,
now
so
it's like, now you got to read the fine print that we never read.
Yeah. Yeah. During open enrollment, though, how do you navigate this? So I have open enrollment, but how do you specifically find out if a prescription is still covered or if a doctor is still in network?
Mm-hmm.
So in your documents, it will, you'll have to basically see, like, you call your doctor and just say, hey, are you still covered under? That's what I've done.
Yeah.
Like, which
okay.
is just to make sure. It was weird here in New York City. We had this crazy thing where a big hospital system mm-hmm. was in a brouhaha with United Health. Like mm-hmm. a lot of people use United Health, not just
right.
for employer, but a lot of United Health Medicare people, they have supplemental policies with United Health. And this big hospital system's like, oh, we're no longer accepting that insurance.
Oh my
and we're
God.
Like, wait, what? And it was injured. I called my doctor and I was like, what's going to happen? And she said, you know, they're in negotiations with another insurance company. So we ended up switching from like United Health to Aetna
mm-hmm.
because all of our doctors were in this one hospital system, which was no longer going to be accepting United Health. So that was how we did it. We just went to the doctor and said, what do you take? You know, what
right.
are you taking? Then we back ended into it.
I see.
This
yeah.
is crazy. How much time you have to dedicate to just making sure you're covered. And especially the older you get, like my mother, my dad went to, I think we talked about that last time you were on the air. They went to a physical webinar, or not a webinar. They watched the webinar. They went to a physical meeting learning how to navigate insurance because United Healthcare dropped a bunch of people in Monroe County.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is part of Medicare, right?
Yeah.
So they have, okay.
Yeah.
So like Medicare Advantage and Medicare and Medigap plans, they have these plans. These really change a ton year to year. Incredible. And by the way, I just went to Kaiser Foundation. They do tons of research. And they said it's really the drug plans that tend to change the most. And if you're older and you're taking more drugs, all of a sudden my mother has like 25 different medications she's on.
Mm-hmm.
So I really am going to walk through it because it, essentially half of people, of the beneficiaries, Medicare people who switch their drug plans, see a 5% drop the following year in their costs, which is like not insignificant. These are real dollars that are, you know, were at stake here. I also want to point out that, of course, there's so much brouhaha over the Affordable Care Act. This is really the source of the whole shutdown right now.
Yeah.
Right? So the other thing I was looking at is 24 million people are covered by the Affordable Care Act. And right now, the big fight is that there's this premium tax credit. You get a tax credit for some people, if you make below a certain amount of money on the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like that there were enhanced tax credits, which are set to expire at the end of this year. So when November 1st rolls around, that's the Affordable Care Act opens up November 1st. If the government's not open, people don't know how much their Affordable Care Act is going to cost them.
Oh, geez. So we're coming to a crossroad is what you're saying.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I find this to be just horrific that, like, you're basically being asked to choose something, but you don't know the cost. Oh, here, go to this restaurant, and we'll tell you what it costs later.
Market price.
Only doctor's visits and insurance is like this. That is so wild.
I mean, this is
me.
Insane. It is totally insane. I mean, except if I can't fix this whole system. All I'm trying to do is, you know, to have some semblance of, like, try to be methodical. I get it. It's a pain in the neck, gang. I really wish it were different. But spend some time, you know, $7,000, $8,000. Sometimes it's $10,000. These are real dollars that you are paying. So if you can save a couple, if you can even save $1,000, you think, oh, what's a big deal? $1,000 over the course of the year is a lot of money.
Yeah, it certainly is. So,
all right, take time with it. Take time with open enrollment this year. Don't just click same. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Jill Schlesinger, so much is packed into this break. I wish we had like all day to do this with you. You're so fantastic.
Next time. It'll be a enrollment-a-thon.
Yes, yes, indeed. Go to go check out her podcast on Jill on Money or wherever you get your podcast, jillonmoney.com. Everything you look at there will make you feel better about your financial situation and your life in general. Thanks, Jill. Love you.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Here we are. We're here. Are you woken up yet? Okay, good. I'm Scott. There's Sandy. There might rain sprinkle on us today. He's saying. So, Penfield is in the spotlight this morning, the Central School District, and a lot of the residents there got together.
Not just this morning. I mean, it's been a topic of conversation for a couple of weeks now. And if you live in Penfield, you know this is the big conversation. Mm-hmm. So if you are a Penfield parent or resident, taxpayer, we would love to hear from you because I only know so much of the details. You know what I mean? What the news provides. So let's catch you up in Penfield. Back in September, remember how there was a, quote, potential online threat?
Right.
So it was related to one of the elementary schools in the district.
Okay.
So New York State Police informed the district of a, quote, concerning social media post and internet searches made by a high school student on their personal device. Now, it ended up being nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing came of it. It was just a
nothing burger.
And that happens a little bit too frequent for our liking as parents, but it happens in every school district. Okay. So now parents were like, listen, the school district did not clearly communicate this threat to families. So they felt like they were left, quote, out of the loop, anxious and disrespected. So the concerns are not just about that one incident, though. they reflect a breakdown in communication and trust between the district and families. So families want to be more in the know of what is happening behind the scenes in the district. Now, that I don't know if we're ever going to know everything that's going on. I don't think so. I don't think we really want to. I think people, parents say they want to know everything, but I don't think you really want to know, do you?
No, it would be overwhelming and concerning. They have their job and they're you know, putting out the fires left and right and up and down whenever they have to. And I know that the school district said, listen, we continue to issue written statements about it, assuring families that communication is transparent and inclusive.
Yeah. Okay, so now here's the thing. And this is the final detail of this, and then we'll go into how you feel about this whole thing. Parents are now calling for a more proactive measure, okay, mm-hmm. such as having a relationship-based safety officer in each school. This is above and beyond the security officer. This is another individual to emphasize prevention and connection rather than just a reactive enforcement.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to add another body in just to keep an eye on things. And that where I think is a lot of people are either for it or against it or don't understand why, or I don't know if this
okay
connects with you. 818-2899.
I feel like, you know, in this situation, less isn't more. I mean, it'd be great to have another layer, another angle to have. And as a quote taxpayer, that wouldn't bother me to add another body. But, you know, in order to go through that process, it's got to be voted on, probably.
Okay, stop right. looking at the whole, like, yes, I know, we know that. But now you tell me how you feel as a parent. Would you want, do you feel like you need something more from the school?
I kind of feel that what, yeah, I mean, sure, why not? I mean, if it's a new idea, and it can add another layer of safety to my kids or whatever, then sure, that'd be fine.
You're so carefree about it. You're like, sure, whatever.
Well, no, I wouldn't be like, no, it's not necessary.
You're not passionate one way or the other, you're saying. You're just a go with the flow kind of parent?
No, I'm good with it. Yeah, it's a great suggestion to have someone, another layer of somebody going through. I mean, what would this person be doing? Just scrolling the internet?
I don't know. I really
teaching,
don't know. And that's why I'm
classes. I mean, it's got to be defined.
No, they're not teaching classes. This person has specific training, I guess, for I really don't know. And that's why I'm bringing it up. I'm missing something here. What is this person's responsibility? These Penfield parents. What will this person do that will ease your mind?
Right. What would you say?
Well, now, I am the parent who took my kid out of public school.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why is because the teachers can't teach. The administration can't focus on what's best for the kids because they're so worried about all these false threats and how to react to them to appease the parents. So it is like the parents are running the school, not the school being able to run itself. Mm. And that kind of, I don't know, it was... something got lost there in my eyes with my kid.
Okay.
Not every school, not every kid. But I feel like I just trust the school. I want to say that these are individuals in the building. They want to keep the building safe,
well, obviously,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They don't want to put themselves at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel like I trust the teachers and the administration. And that might be blindly trusting. I might be stupid saying that.
I do too. And I have teacher friends, and you know, their lives have changed over the last decade. And they're way more trained than teachers were when you and I were in school on that kind of stuff. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, it's Trisha, your school expert.
There you go. Talk to us. Talk to us. Thank you.
Okay, so every school district has to have a safety plan. These really came out of when Columbine happened. Before that, we didn't really have those. The officers in the schools are called school resource officers, SROs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of schools had them, but then with the increase in the cost of insurance and stuff, it's a contract with your local police department to have a actual police officer in. They're great if they are really building relationships. They're not meant to be like an intimidating tactic, but like these parents are saying, like more to keep you feeling safe.
Right.
But there's been less and less of these recently. So I think it's number one, communication. It's also transparency by the district. Mm-hmm. What is our safety plan? How are we keeping your kids safe? However, there's been some negative stuff around the SROs. If they are more militant, you know, not building relationships, like an intimidation tactic, especially for our families, mostly of color, who might not feel as safe if there's a police officer.
There needs to be an officer friendly, right?
What do you personally feel about this? Like, do you think we need to add in another layer of relationship-based officers in addition to who's ever already there? Like, what is your vibe? What do you feel?
Well, I've been in K-12. I've been in elementary schools. I'm currently in a high school. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it does help, but do I think it's crucial for students to feel safe? No.
Okay.
And so if we have to do limited resources, I'm also wondering how the school district is dedicating funds to maintaining a safe environment above and beyond, like, the parents and families even know that, you know?
My kids did have an
SRO in their high school, and their SRO had a great relationship with the kids in the high school.
Yeah, that's good.
Above and beyond all of this, are parents just getting in the way because you've been in this field for so long? You've seen it change. Parents just, like, changing the way the administration, the teachers are allowing to teach?
Absolutely, under this administration. So there's been a big push for making sure families are happy versus, like, necessarily what's best and what's most efficient for school resources. And I do think, so we used to say, like, Scott and I's parenting generation were helicopters.
Yes.
Then there became lawnmowers. Now they're called bulldozers. How are we even teaching our young people about caring about each other and making sure the environment is safe versus these parents saying, we know better than you. You have to do this, this, and this.
Right.
They don't really have the context.
So,
you know?
Basically, we've created a monster, and that monster are parents. Yeah. Seriously.
Well, correct.
And you know, it's funny. Scott is every single one of those. You've had kids at every stage. Now you're a bulldozer parent.
I've always been the same. I've always been like, they know what they're doing. I came from a teaching family, so I always saw the inside. Teachers and administrators know what they're doing.
That's the parents getting in the way.
I prefer to stay out of it unless there's something really, really pointed that's like, doesn't anybody see
this? And we want families involved.
Yeah.
They can't be, you're going to do this, you're going to do it now, because we think it's better versus, like, let's work together to make sure we're creating a plan that works for everyone,
What a waste
of time just trying to make the parents happy. Jeez, you're, like, taking your eye off the ball.
Yeah.
Let them do
their job. Let teachers and administrations do their job. And when it comes to the Penfield, I saw that they amended their bylaws to allow the public to comment on topics that weren't listed on that meeting's agenda. I think parents are a little burnt because they went to talk about that threat in September, and it wasn't on the agenda, so that was really rigid.
I totally agree.
Yeah, so that was a little rigid.
I totally agree. They didn't let parents have any board meeting. They have to limit it to get through their business.
Right,
but the fact that they didn't allow them to do it at all was not in their favor.
Right,
absolutely.
So they changed that. So Penfield changed that, and they also added two coffee conversations. They're going to be having a little more cash at Scribner Elementary School the next recent time from now. All right.
Yeah,
so
they are trying. Town halls.
Yes.
Yeah, and those are always great for building those relationships.
Excellent. Trisha,
I love you. All right, good fun,
you're the best.
Love you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, wow. Somebody who knows what's going on.
Yeah,
thank
you. She's the best. Yeah. Okay. Coming up in just a few minutes here is Jerk or Justified. Now, if you have an in-law, okay, some in-laws that that you know, you're not besties with your in-laws, this might trigger you. You might want to have a say in deciding what her future in-laws are planning to do for her honeymoon.
Yeah.
Jerk or Justified is coming up.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The court of public opinion is now in session. It's Pisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy, where you have your choice of two great nights out here on the town from us. We'll give you that chance if you're the first call through. 818-2899. Just comment. What do you got?
Okay, so you know how sometimes we go through our day and we're in our own little bubble and things frustrate us and irritate us and we get so angry about it and worked up. And then when we start to talk to people, they're like, yeah, it's really no big deal. And you're like, oh, okay, maybe I can chill out and relax. This, I think, is going to be one of those cases. So we got a message from a listener on Facebook, and I can't say her name because she is calling out her future in-laws.
Yeah.
So she says, my future in-laws surprised us saying that they will pay for our honeymoon.
Yay!
Wherever we want to go.
Yay!
Sounds amazing.
That's
Who
fantastic.
Are these in-laws?
Love them.
But they want to come too. And my fiance is completely fine with that. Not sure who is the jerk here, but I know there's more than one.
Oh,
she
wow.
wrote.
Well, wait, would be either the husband would be the jerk to be okay with it or the in-laws to put their nose.
Yeah. Okay,
oh,
so this is, anybody have those crazy in-laws? I mean, this is a very kind gesture, and I think they're giving her more money for the wedding, too, and footing the bill for the honeymoon. And they said, wherever you want to go.
Nice.
Hello, I pick Hawaii.
Yeah, and man.
I mean, I don't know if there's boundaries with that, but even though it's a very kind gesture, and she, I think, appreciates it, but to say that they're going to tag along, really, and your future husband's like, yeah, mom and dad are tagging along. What? What do you think?
I kind of see this. And you got to call us, 818-2899. Or you could pop on the free Odyssey app and leave a comment quick. Got to do it quick because we have to, like, pull it up and play it. But, like, I kind of feel like it
Is
would
it
be...
Is it the fiancé on trial? Who's on trial? Is it the in-laws for this offer or the thing?
Because he's the gatekeeper, right? We're talking about gatekeeper. Let's put the fiancé on trial for this. Is it jerk or justified? Good morning, The Buzz. How do you call this fiancé? Is he jerk or justified?
Honestly, I see a couple signs going on here. I feel like the cord's probably not cut between the parents and the son.
So,
that umbilical cord. But I also feel like, okay, he obviously doesn't want to start his relationship, like, off on them having a wonderful time alone. It's called a honeymoon for a reason, not a family vacation.
Ah.
I don't know. I feel like he's kind of a jerk for trying to do it, and the parents are actually a jerk for offering it because it's not a family vacation.
Wow, double jerk. I like this.
Yeah.
I think, I was thinking, honeymoons are expensive, and if it's, we can go anywhere, we could probably go to a place that we wouldn't be able to afford,
And right, I get that, but you know what? In a little while, do a family vacation in a year or two. If they're willing to pay for it, do a family vacation. Go anywhere for your honeymoon. A honeymoon is for you guys to get together and be together and alone and,
celebrate.
But you don't have to go so, right.
Exactly. All right. Well, you're the first caller through. I've got Caroline Ray, a comedy show over at the Vine at Del Lago, or The Musical Box at the Temple Theater downtown. This is a 1973 Genesis live concert, completely recreated as it happened. Which one do you want?
Oh, my God, yeah, the second one.
All right,
Genesis one.
Yeah, it's called The Musical Box, and that is going to be on Thursday night, the 24th, coming up here tomorrow night, rochesterevents.com. I'm going to get your info. Can you hold the line?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or Justified.
Good morning.
Hi, what do you call it? Is the fiancé in the wrong here for saying, yeah, it's fine that the parents come along on the honeymoon?
Yes. Absolutely wrong.
Oh, so
uncalled for.
Oh, he's a jerk then.
Absolutely, yes. I don't know how you couldn't. Why wouldn't he be? I mean, my goodness, it's a honeymoon between two people truly in love with each other. You don't invite your parents along.
Well, they offered. They're like, listen, we're going to pay for this, but we're coming with you.
Even worse.
I thought that when I heard, okay, yeah, we don't want the in-laws there. You're going to learn a lot about this family when you go on vacation with somebody.
Huh?
But I wasn't thinking they were going to be at with you every waking moment of the day.
Like in bed.
I thought that I guess I don't know this detail of it, but if you're like, hey, listen, yeah, tag along on this, be on the same plane as us, we'll get there. We're not going to stay maybe in the same resort, or maybe we do, but we're going to have separate time. You know what I mean? We'll meet up once during the week.
It's our time. If you need more time with your folks, take a shorter honeymoon.
They could be like the best.
Do they live next door to each other? Come on.
I tell you, I went to a wedding, it was a destination wedding, and the parents were there obviously too. And they were so much fun. The bride, the groom, and the parents and us were all hanging out. We're just having the best time.
Yeah, but that was the wedding. That's not a good example because we're talking about the honeymoon.
Well, it was kind of like the honeymoon too, though. It was kind of like the honeymoon too, because it was like a destination. All right, well, take your jerk. That's it. A jerk it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah.
Messages are coming in. Justified, I get it. Some people love to include family in big trips. If he's okay with it, it's not a jerk move. Yeah, but she's not okay with it.
Sounds like it.
Let's say jerk, absolutely a jerk. A honeymoon is supposed to be just the two of you, not a family vacation. Okay, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The idea of a honeymoon, I know, let's get away. Let's just you and me learn about each other. Let's vacation together. But I kind of feel like more and more people, where did I read this? I think it's really becoming a thing where it's not just the couple going away. They're inviting other people on this trip. And then they have their own couple alone time during the trip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you want to be somewhere where nobody can reach you? Is that what a honeymoon means? Nowhere in sight do you see family or friends? As long as you're not having dinner with the in-laws every night, they're paying for the freaking trip.
Well, that was my thing, too. I mean, weddings are expensive.
You keep waffling. Where are you putting your tally?
I'm going to put my tally under justified.
Oh, okay, right.
And I get all the dynamics between the bride and the groom and the parents and that. We don't know any of that. All I know is that there's 10 grand right there.
10 grand? Where are you going?
Well, that's four people.
Oh, I'm saying just the honeymoon itself. How much are you saving the couple for the honeymoon itself? Like a couple, two, 3,000?
Five? For a honeymoon? Yeah. So there's 10, right? That's because the parents are coming, and they're willing to pay for it. I'd just be like, Mom, soon to be Mom and Dad-in-law, I love you, and thanks for going. But, you know, we're not going to see you all the time. You're not going to be sleeping in our room. You just set the rules.
Obviously. Is it, though, a sign of what's to come as far as how close, like that one woman said, who very first caller said, is still there? Now, I am all about that because the cord, you joke with me. Like,
yes,
my family is very super involved with every decision I make still to this day. And a lot of you would be like, I'd never marry you.
Yeah.
And I get it. My husband's a special guy to put up with it.
Yeah.
So I have to put my tally under justified because I get it.
Yeah, it's all about the circle of trust.
God, but then I think, like, I hate going on vacation with my family. All of us going on vacation, we never agree. We always try to force all of us to go on vacation every year together.
Yeah, right.
And we always disagree on what we want to do. And it's always me, the one that has to give in and do what I don't want to do because my older sister takes charge. So.
Okay, so you're waffling now, too.
In that respect.
Welcome to Waffle House.
I'm going to say he is a, well, he's a jerk because if she doesn't want it, now he's siding with his family more than he's siding with his new wife.
And that rings with you a little bit.
And that is more important than anything. Okay. Yeah, my tally's going under jerk.
All right, sounds good. And the winner is?
Wait a minute. My tally was the one that said it over. By one vote.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut the cord.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Unless you can convince her why it's okay, you got to listen to your future wife. Otherwise, everyone's life is going to be a living hell.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah. That's us. Here we are. It's 8 o'clock hour on Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. We're looking at kind of drizzly, sprinkly, weird. It could be sunny in Brockport. It could be raining in Fairport. So, whatever. But here we are. Only 52 degrees for the high today. Sandy, have you ever, anybody listening, ever go to the store, buy something, and realize you can't fit it in the back of your car?
Yes.
Okay. If so, I want to hear your story because I don't want to feel like the loser that I am as much of a loser as I am. 818-2899. Call us up and tell us your story. So I had this, like, impulse to cut down on my heating.
That's where the problem is when you have that impulse.
Yeah. Exactly. So my gas fireplace is on the fritz. We had the money to get it replaced and fixed and all that stuff like that. And every year, the cold air comes blasting in through the vent of this gas fireplace into my living room. I can literally feel a draft. I actually put a candle down at the base of my fireplace and blows it out. I'm like, this can't be good for our heating bills. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my wife is very aesthetic, very, you know, everything's got to look nice, which is not a bad trait at all. But I'm like, why don't I just get a piece of, like, I'll take a piece of, like, plywood and upholster it and then put it up against the grill, the grate, and she's like,
nah. And in the house?
Yeah, to block
it. You are going to take a piece of plywood and upholster it.
Yeah, like put a patty in it, like, and make it, like, black, so it looks like you're looking into the fire. She's like, no.
No,
like,
okay, absolutely not.
Well, I tried stuffing, like, some insulation in the grill. That didn't work, and that looked crazy. So I'm like, why don't I just do it from the outside? I'll go get some foam board, the insulating foam board,
okay.
And then I'll get some aluminum tape, and make a box and just put the box on the outside where the little fireplace exit is. You know, where the flue is.
Okay.
So what it does, it comes out of the wall. It doesn't come out of the roof, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it comes out of the backside of the fireplace. I'm like, I'll just put it right there. And it's where nobody sees the house. It's not like you see it from the street or anything. So I thought, great, I got it. I got my tools. I got my list. I go to Lowe's. And Mike Miller, by the way, is a god over at the Webster Lowe's. He used to work in fireplaces. I'm like,
you know his first and last name?
Oh, I got his name so I could send one of those surveys and just like give this dude a raise. He was amazing customer service.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm like, yeah, I need some foam board. He goes, nah, okay, that's the best idea. Okay, here. And he walks me down the aisle, and there's all this foam board. And then there's this one Charlie Brown Christmas tree piece of foam insulation board that's all beat up. It's got, like, holes in it and digs in it and stuff. He's like, lick it. This is, like, $35. I'll give it to you for, like, $19. I'm like, excellent. I'll take it. I'm like, can you cut it in half for me and fit it in my car? Absolutely. Cuts it in half. See you later. I go to get in the car, and they're so awkward that I had to wheel it out on one of those dollies. They're so big. And I get out my car, and I open my trunk, and I go to put it in. It does. These things do not fit. I'm like, no.
Oh, like the opening of your car, not
I have
length.
A, I have
opening.
A, yeah, I have an actual hatchback on my Hyundai, and I went to put it in. No. I went to put it in on an angle. No. I went and put the passenger side seat down. No. I had to take Ellie's car seat and put it in my front seat and put the entire back down.
Show you gave everybody watching that security camera.
I got to the point where I'm like, I almost was looking around like, does anybody have like a, you know, like a carpet?
A truck?
Like, oh, no.
That they
like
can
a,
follow me
no,
home?
I only needed.
What are we asking for?
Here's the thing. I only needed like five pieces that are like 12 by 12. So I'm like, does anybody have like an X-Acto knife? I can just like cut it in half again.
Oh, you should have walked it back in the store.
Both of them back in the store.
I don't know.
Find somebody with a knife to cut them in half
again. How many people walked past you and did not offer to help?
Three.
Did you want them to offer to help?
I was kind of looking longingly at them. Like,
yeah, that infuriates me too.
Dude got
like
out
a
of
part
his
of
truck.
Me because
I'm like, this guy's got to have, you know, like one of those knives.
Yeah.
And he just kind of quickly walked away.
I think you don't know what to do. You don't know if you should stop and offer help, especially, I mean, this happens probably every single day, a dozen times a day at Home Depot and Lowe's. People doing this where they cannot fit whatever it is that they need to fit in their car.
Yes.
Because you misjudge the size of your vehicle.
Yes.
And if you're passing by that person, do you, I would think, me passing by you, I would think, no, he doesn't want his ego to be a little bit bruised, so I'm not going to offer help.
Okay.
Even though when I am that person, like the time that I went to, where was I? Home Goods? It was Home Goods, and I bought a picture, like a framed piece of art. And I'm like, that's not why I went to Home Goods, but that's what I walked out of the store with.
Yeah.
I was like, so it was one of those impulse purchases. And I'm like, I love it. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I forgot that I took my daughter's Volkswagen Jetta to Home Goods because, again, I wasn't supposed to buy this.
And
I get up to the car. I'm like, where's my Atlas? Oh, no, I brought my daughter's car.
I brought the wrong car.
I'm trying to put it in the car, in the trunk. Does not fit, but I was hoping somebody would try to help me because I know I'm dumb and I know there was probably a way I could fit it, but I couldn't figure it out.
Oh my God.
I carried it back into the store and I said, listen, can I leave this here with you? I will be right back once I find a bigger vehicle. And I came all the way back and they're like, it happens all the time.
Really? Well, I ended up jamming it in, and because it's made of styrofoam, right? So, and it was really hard styrofoam, but I ended up like, jacked up both edges, all four edges because it was cut in half.
Yeah.
And, you know, now there's like styrofoam all over my car. Yesterday after work, I had to go to the vacuum joint at the car wash and get it all out. So I ended up losing, you know, all this material just by jamming it into the car and breaking it.
So here's the question then. When did it happen to you? Because I kind of feel like we all have a story. When did you realize you were dumb because you couldn't get that darn thing in the car?
Right.
And do you want someone to stop and help you?
818-2899 if you got a story. Good morning, The Buzz.
Hey, Scott. I had a comment on your story for the foam panels. They sell 2-foot by 2-foot panels already pre-cut.
They did?
This is when did you realize you were dumb? And this was Scott's
that's
moment.
Me. Yep.
So, yeah, so do you?
Oh my gosh, your moment. Yeah, I see them there. They're 2 foot by 2 foot. They're pre-cut, and you just pack it in your car. It'll fit perfectly.
Do you have a moment when you realized you were dumb?
No, but at Webster
Lowe's. Oh, come on. We all have those moments. Don't be saying.
I saw this guy on a flat cart, the car just like yours. He was cutting plywood with his own saw in the parking lot.
That's awesome.
That's all. I just wanted to share that.
That's funny.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
Okay, now answer the question. As a customer who's passing by, do you want somebody to help you or not?
I would say yeah, or someone to offer a pickup truck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I would do that. I'd someone say, hey, I'll pay you $20, bring it to my house to make sure.
Really? You just said that you do circles in the parking lot looking for people stranded like that with stuff. Love it. Thanks, man.
I would do it. Yeah. If someone offered me money, I would help them out.
Thanks a lot. Take it easy, man.
All right.
Okay. Hey, good morning, The Buzz. Hi. You got a story?
Morning, Scott.
Hey, man.
Hey, there, John.
Oh, there he is. Should have called you.
So, I was 17. I had a Chevy Cavalier.
Oh, God.
And I bought a king-size waterbed.
Oh, look at you with that waterbed.
Uh-huh.
I end up strapping the whole thing to my top of the vehicle. And driving it from Rochester to Waterloo.
Oh, my God. Dude, I had to I had to drive the entire... Oh, a couple miles back to my house with my back hatch open, and I had forgotten I had bought a couple of other smaller items like aluminum tape and Velcro and stuff, and I'm worried the whole time that it's going to fly out the back of my car while I'm driving. So I got one eye in my rear view mirror, one eye in the front with my blinkers on, with my hatch up, going through traffic, taking the side roads.
I think his waterbed story is better than yours.
Well,
and I'll tell you, after that day, I got rid of the Cavalier and bought a truck, and I've had one since.
I love that.
Good job. Thanks, bud.
To make it home safely.
Yes.
Always.
Thanks, man. 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. It's time to give away stuff. Hi, The Buzz. Who's this?
This is Devon.
Hi, Devon. What's going on, man? You going to play?
Definitely.
All right. Sounds good.
I kind of feel like, Devon, if you're a doom scroller, you will be able to easily solve this riddle. Now, how often do you find yourself doom scrolling on social?
Every day.
Yeah, man.
Okay, good. I'm sure this crossed your feed then. Are you ready for the riddle? Oh. And you're going to win these tickets no matter what, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're going to give them to you anyway. So just have some fun.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
With me.
There are 30 cows in the field.
Mm-hmm.
28 chickens. How many didn't?
What?
How many didn't?
Wait.
You said how many didn't?
Yeah. That's
how many didn't
said.
What? There's 30 cows and 28 chickens in a field. How many did not?
There's 30 cows in the field. 28 chickens. How many didn't?
What the hell is that?
You two didn't, because I don't even understand that.
Yeah, Sandy.
Come on, come on!
Sandy's having, like, some brain synapse lack of...
Sandy didn't.
Yeah.
If somebody's listening right now and you've seen this on social, you are dying laughing. Come on.
How many? There's
Let me repeat it. Let me repeat it.
One more time. Let me hear it. Okay.
Listen very carefully, please.
Say it slower. Slower.
Okay. I'll say it slower. There are 30 cows in the field. 28 chickens. How many didn't?
22.
You just guessed. You just threw out a number.
You said 30 cows.
Yep.
And
28
and
chickens.
28 chickens.
Oh, and 20 and 10.
Yay!
That's hilarious.
I love this. You know, I kind of feel missing out because I doom scroll all the time. I never saw that riddle. That's awesome.
That one either.
Yeah.
Do you get it though, Scotty?
Yeah, 20 of the cows, 8 chickens. So that
there
means
you go.
30
minus
10.
28 instead of 28. Okay, there you go.
I love it.
You are so funny. Your reaction,
Devon. You got a pair of tickets to see The Musical Box on October 24th. It's tomorrow night, Temple Theater downtown, courtesy of Rochester Events. This is a chance to experience their faithful recreation of the 1973 Genesis Live concert, a groundbreaking moment in rock history, brought back to life with full stage lighting, costumes. RochesterEvents.com if you want to go tomorrow night, but I know they're going fast. But you and your guests are going for free on us, all right?
All right, appreciate that.
No problem, man. Call anytime. We love you, man. Hold the line. We'll hook you up, okay?
All right, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for listening to The Buzz. Hey!
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Well, the commercial-free 98 is going to take off at 9 o'clock in just a few minutes here on 98.9.Buzz.
Tomorrow, live audience Thursday.
Yes, it
if
is.
You ever want to come hang out with us in the studio for the 8 o'clock hour on a Thursday, just go to 98.9thebuzz.com. Get your name on the list.
It's going to be wild. It's going to be fun. How many people we got tomorrow?
I think just two, just Matt from last week where he was a week early.
Oh, yes, yes.
And Sandy, who is the absolute best. She's so much fun. She's going to come in tomorrow, too.
Sounds
but
good.
But she's bringing food. Sandy, she's a hardcore Italian, so she's bringing Italian cookies for us.
Oh, good. I love that. You know me. Come on down. Good. All right, well, it's time to go. So,
enjoy your day.
Yeah.
It is time now to say, we out.
Yeah, we out, like your checking account 2 days before payday. Right? See ya. Bye.
It's Fasano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 98.9thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 98.9thebuzz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.